Welcome to today's AI-generated podcast, where we explore the transformative impact of artificial intelligence in the legal field. AI has quickly become a cornerstone of modern legal practice, fundamentally reshaping how lawyers conduct research, analyze cases, and strategize litigation. AI's integration into the legal profession has been exemplified by pivotal cases that highlight its capabilities. In Ross v. Harding, AI predictive analytics were pivotal in predicting jury decisions based on historical data. Now, the reception of AI among legal professionals has been mixed, but generally positive. AI has markedly improved legal research by swiftly analyzing large volumes of legal text, statutes, and precedents. This efficiency allows lawyers to access critical information quickly, enhancing their ability to provide informed advice and prepare comprehensive legal strategies. As we conclude, it is clear that AI's integration into legal practice is not just a trend, but a pivotal evolution that promises to redefine the very essence of justice and improve the outcomes of our legal system. What if I told you that this podcast, everything that you've heard up until this moment, was written by AI? I asked ChatGPT to write a short podcast episode on artificial intelligence in the legal field, and it delivered. Upon quick glance, the previous information seems accurate and well-reasoned, but inaccuracies and hallucinations can be common pitfalls when using AI. You cannot have unconditional trust in this system. For example, ChatGPT said Ross v. Harding, 2020, was a pivotal case that highlighted AI analytics. I could not find this case to confirm its importance or connection to artificial intelligence. I later asked ChatGPT for additional information or a possible citation to this case. Its response? I could not find any specific case by the name Ross v. Harding, 2020, involving AI-powered predictive analytics and jury decisions in my database up until January 2022. AI is remarkable, but it's not 100% accurate. You must be vigilant. The problem is not when you use AI, but how you use it. You cannot rely on this technology blindly without verification or further research. For example, a New York lawyer named Stephen Schwartz filed a brief in federal court containing fake citations that were generated by ChatGPT. He was caught and faced a $5,000 fine and sanctions. When using web-based chatbots like ChatGPT, Bard, or Gemini, they pull their information from the World Wide Web. These AI programs pull from such a large catalog of information spanning continents and decades. Now, there is a lot of primary law and academic content available for free online, but not all of these resources are credible. AI can easily pull false or misleading information. But there is a break in the clouds. A handful of legal research vendors have created a generative AI tool to integrate into their online platform. LexisPlus AI, Casetext, which was acquired by Thomson Reuters, and Westlaw Precision are three of the newest and largest legal AI projects. These AI-assisted research platforms use large language models, or LLMs, to analyze trusted content in their internal database to generate answers. They pull information from cases, statutes, regulations, treatises, practice guides, and much more. They do not pull from the World Wide Web. They use legitimate legal resources held behind their paywall to ensure answers are based on good law. Legal AI tools are marketed to lawyers as time savers. They can help with basic legal research, initial drafting, document review, contract analysis, redlining, and much more. Those time savings can translate into monetary savings, and who doesn't like the sound of that? Artificial intelligence is here to stay, and whether you are using a free, web-based AI program or the newest AI technology created by Westlaw or Lexis, proceed with caution. Use it as a springboard. Start your project with these tools, Be sure to check the sources that these results are coming from, and then grow and expand your research. True understanding comes from the legal professional, not the research system. Thank you for listening to Law Library Insights. Remember to stay informed, lead with kindness, and support your local library. You can check out the Cleveland Law Library on the fourth floor of the old courthouse. We are open to the public every Wednesday, 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. We hope to see you soon.